This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biyad. The Israeli military said Iran launched a number of drones toward the country. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas has the latest.
Israel has said it successfully blocked an unprecedented attack from Iran, which saw over 300 drones and missiles launched towards its territory. In a televised statement, Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, confirmed that the country's air defense system managed to block the attack. Iran launched the attack in response to a suspected Israeli strike on Syria, which killed two Iranian generals. President Joe Biden has said he would convene a meeting of the group of seven advanced democracies in light of the recent attack. He said the meeting was needed to coordinate a united diplomatic response to the aerial assault. The language indicated that the Biden administration does not want Iran's assault to spiral into a broader military conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Sunday his country would achieve victory after his military said it shot down almost all the more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran the night before in a sharp escalation of the Middle East conflict. Reuters Dianto has more.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened a war cabinet in Tel Aviv, according to his office. He later posted on social media, quote, "We intercepted, we repelled, together we shall win." Iran had vowed revenge after blaming Israel for a deadly strike on its consulate in Syria's capital Damascus in early April. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility for the attack. The Iranian mission to the United Nations confirmed Saturday's blitz was in response to the Damascus strike, adding that the matter can be deemed concluded. In a post on X, the mission also warned against further action by Israel and its allies.
This is VOA News. The Gambia's former vice president has condemned as unwelcome a plan by a lawmaker to reverse a 2015 ban on female genital mutilation, or FGM, in the West African country. Izato Touré is also head of Gambia's Committee on Traditional Practices Affecting the Health of Women and Children, known as GAMCROP. The organization campaigns against female genital mutilation and promotes women's empowerment through education.
Alma, Honorable Diva trying to overturn the law that protects the rights of women and girls is unwelcomed by many people in the Gambia. But the fact that a lot of work has been done and a lot of sensitization was done and people agreed to protect the girl child, having known the effects of FGM on the sexual and reproductive health rights of women and girls. So repealing that law means repealing all the rights that women have regarding their sexual and reproductive health.
That's Gambia's former vice president, Izato Touré. Hundreds of demonstrators took part in a protest against the presence of foreign forces in Niger, including the armed forces of the United States, which has a military base in the north of the country. The demonstrators gathered in the center of the capital city of Niamey at the call of civil society organizations close to Niger's ruling military junta, whose members took part in the demonstration. The demonstration comes as the West African nation pulls away from close cooperation with the United States in counterterrorism efforts, turning instead to Russia for security. It may be seen as a further step in urging Washington to withdraw from Niger, where Russian troops arrived last week to provide security for Niger's ruling junta. Donald Trump's history-making criminal trial is set to start Monday with a simple but extraordinary procedural step that is vital to American democracy. A group of regular citizens, Trump's peers, in the eyes of the law, will be chosen to decide whether the former president of the United States is guilty of a crime. The process of picking a jury could take a few days. Lawyers on both sides of the case will have limited opportunities to try and shape the panel in their favor. The court will seek to get people who are willing to put their personal opinions aside and make a decision based on the evidence. For the latest news and events around the world 24/7, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Nabil Biyadjo.